This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we considered some simple life-changing things all of us can do to help others. We have no time to procrastinate. With clear minds, let's commit to pray for individuals God brings into our lives. He sometimes does this through their negative actions towards us. Pray for grace to love and forgive them, and that they would receive our acts of kindness. A further step would be offer them hospitality. Without grumbling, Peter says. This would provide an opportunity to find out some things they need. Offer to help meet those needs. It could be a few dollars. I have a friend, for example, who makes a practice of always having some extra money in his pocket so that if a need comes up, he is ready to meet it. It could be driving them to an appointment or helping them with a project they're working on. If you can't personally meet their need, you could refer them to someone who could help them. 1 Peter 4:10 says, "Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others." It always amazes me to see how God connects people who have a need with others who can meet that need. It's a process of creatively connecting needs with help. This is how God often shows people what their spiritual gift is. When you see a need, offer to help as best you can. If the first attempt doesn't work, try another approach or meet another need. Often, God blesses the effort and then clarifies how He's gifted you to meet needs effectively. To review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.